Welcome to Our PBC Life, a safe place for all to tune in and enjoy. We hope that today's sermon inspires and encourages you. You can stay connected with us on our social media at MyPBCLife or through our website at pbclife.ca. Be blessed and enjoy.
Praise the Lord. We're continuing in our series, Rebuilding. And we're loving what God is doing and saying. If you were not here last week to hear the part one of Nehemiah chapter 6, you can access that online. Just go to On Demand and then you'll be able to see it. And also remember, those of you that are watching online from around the world, we partner with Singapore, TrinityBroadcast.tv. My mind just went blank. TrinityBroadcast.tv, and you can see some powerful messages there. So in this winter season, rather than wasting your time watching things that Hollywood produced to destroy your mind, why don't you go on those types of channels like TrinityBroadcast.tv. That's the right one, TrinityBroadcast.tv. And take in some good spiritual messages to strengthen you even in this cold season or wherever you are in the world. God bless you. Let us know where you are. So today's message is beware. Beware. Friends, even Christians can deceive you. So be alert. We're in a day where people are listening to every type of podcast and every type of this, every type of that, and not checking out the spirit behind the words. Folks, what makes being a part of a body so powerful, and you see it in the New Testament, is that you get to see the characters either grow, surrender, submit, come up, come down. But it wasn't just some distant person that you had no idea of their lifestyle or of their true commitment to God. And that is why so many, the Bible says in the last days, the very what? Elect. The very knowledgeable will be deceived. The very ones who you think are going to make it to heaven can end up being deceived. Why? Because we're listening to too many voices and not training ourselves to be aware that the enemy will use people and devices and things to draw our attention away from the truth of the Word of God. That is why on the first icon you saw, we said, in rebuilding, there's got to be truth. It's got to be truth as you rebuild your lives, as we rebuild our church. It's not just the building we're rebuilding. We're rebuilding the structure of the Word of God, the prayer lives of God's people, the worship that opens up our hearts to the Word, and the community that gets to know how to stand with each other and encourage each other in their walk with the Lord. So today, in the second part of chapter 6, I'll be reading from Nehemiah 6, verse 10 to 14. Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 10 to 14. Here we go. Later, I went to visit Shemaiah, son of Delaiah, and grandson of Mehetabel. If I was to rename them, I'd name them. I went to visit Shimea, can't be trusted. Deliah is a liar. And the grandson of Mehetabel, I don't know who you are. But here's the text. Later I went to visit Shemaiah, son of Deliah, the grandson of Mehetabel, who was confined to his home. He said, "Let us meet together inside the temple of God and bolt the door shut. Your enemies are coming to kill you tonight." But I replied, "Should someone in my position run from danger? Should someone in my position enter the temple to save his life? No, I won't do it." I realized that God had not spoken to him, but he had uttered his prophecy against me, because Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. They were hoping to intimidate me and make me sin. Then they would be able to accuse and discredit me. Remember, oh my God, all the evil things that Tobiah and Sanballat have done. And remember Nodiah the prophet and all the prophets like her whom have tried to intimidate me. Powerful word. Can you feel it, preach? Can you preach it? Yes, you can. Here's a word of caution that I shared from last week in chapter, the first 9 verses of chapter 6. I remember saying, believers, stay on course. Don't let an enemy deceive you. And last week we saw it was the external fight. Remember, it was Sanballat, Tobiah, Geshem the Arab, and many others. It was an external fight, and he stood his ground. Here's why he stood his ground. He continued with God's work. What did we learn last week? Continue with determination. Nehemiah says in Nehemiah 6 verse 9, so I continued the work with even greater determination. We're so blessed. Yesterday, we had a powerful ministry development time, and it was so packed and full of life and joy as our ministry leaders prepared for us to launch so many things that will be a blessing to not only your lives, but many who will be coming into salvation. But I shared last week, and I want to remind you again, do not buckle under pressure. Work harder instead. Pray for more strength. When you think you can't do it, God gives you strength. I tell you, folks, I do not preach what I do not live. I don't buckle under pressure. I get stronger in the Lord. Because you know what? That's when we sing, this is how I fight my battle. The greater the pressure, the more it reminds me. Don't just preach, but get back to praying and believing God for the impossible. That's sometimes God sends it just to push us back in the position that he knows he needs us to be in. So trust that God will show up and he will make a way for you. Whatever you're going through, let me tell you, greater determination, God, you're going to make a way. You're going to look at it and go, God, you're going to make a way. It's external, but even when it comes internal, God, you're going to make a way. Hasn't he made a way before? My God, thank you. And we wrapped up with this. Continue to seek God's gift of his Spirit and use the two great traits that is within the gifts of the Spirit, wisdom and discernment. Important to develop it, because if you don't develop it, and that's where I ended off and I said I would start today, if you don't develop it, you will end up listening to idle people. You'll be caught up with idle people. Bible says in 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 6, now, dear brothers and sisters, we give you this command in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Stay away from all believers who live idle lives and don't follow the tradition they receive from me. Those of you who have not yet given your heart to the Lord and you're like, what kind of message is this? You mean Christians are not perfect? Absolutely, they're not perfect. We are what? Sinners saved by grace. And we are consistently having to repent before the Lord, just as you need to repent before the Lord and begin the journey with him so his Spirit can show you when you're not walking in the right way. But Thessalonians reminds us who are so caught up in Christians should be perfect, everybody should be perfect. The only perfect lamb was the Lamb of God. The only perfect man was Jesus Christ himself. So Paul gives us a warning so you will never blame God or others. There are times you spend your life blaming everyone for your own foolish thinking because you did not submit to God. You wanted people to live it for you rather than you live for God. And so he reminds us, and this is who he's talking to. If the Bible says, dear brothers and sisters, who's he talking to? The Christians. Paul is saying, I'm giving you this command in whose name? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's giving you authority on it. He says, stay away from all believers who live idle lives and don't follow the tradition they receive from us. What's the tradition? It was that they walked in the Spirit of Christ. Follow me as I follow Christ. He says, anybody else going in any other direction, don't be caught up in their ideology or in even their pontification. Just make sure you can know what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Because in the last days, who will be deceived? Many. Do you want to be deceived? That's why we're going through the Word of God. So folks, we're going to have to strive to be more fruitful and productive, because guess what? Both human forces and spiritual forces are against us. And they will oppose, regardless of how gracious you feel you are, how kind you attempt to be, no matter what you feel, I'm in the la-la-la land. The devil's like, la-la-la, I'll catch you right on a corner. Because he's always lurking, looking for somebody to devour. And as believers, every message I'm preaching through this series is a preparatory message. Have you noticed that? I'm preparing us that we're going to be stronger when the winds begin to blow contrary. Hey, somebody, we're going to be stronger when the contrary winds are blowing. You're not going to fall apart. No one here is going to fall apart. None of you online going to fall apart. We're going to rebuild on truth, and we're going to stand on the word of God. Our mindset will be changed. We're not going to be fearful Christians. We're going to be faith-filled Christians. Amen? So know this. If you're walking in the way of the Lord, His righteousness will protect you. 1 Peter 5:8 says this, stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Do not be devoured by the enemy because you were not alert. Stay alert. He's always lurking. You know, when you do the safaris in Africa, you'll sometimes, the guides will always tell you, people, we drive in these open vehicles, and you're out in the safari, way out in the boonies where only the animals are. And the guides will train you, no matter how it looks, he says, if there's a lion there, by the time you step foot out, he's where you are. Are you hearing me? That preaches. Because you see, many of the tourists will want to take a picture closer. They're like, you see the lion sleeping. And they've told us stories of tourists who've been mauled because they feel the lion is sleeping. Folks, here's a message today. The lion is never sleeping. The minute you put your foot outside of where you... Oh, that preaches. The minute you put your foot outside of where you should be, he wakes up. And he's so swift, he's got you before the other foot even gets there. So folks, here's the deal. Be focused on the Lord. Those of you that have not made a full commitment to the Lord, be focused. Because church, we're coming into a very dangerous time. So we need to be alert and be aware of the subtleties. Become alert and aware of the subtleties. Of the what? Subtleties. Subtleties, the little things that you could miss if you're not being attentive. Are you hearing me clearly? Online, are you hearing me clearly? Subtleties. Nehemiah 6:10. Later, I went to visit Shemaiah, son of Deliah, and the grandson of Mehetabel, who was confined to his home. He said, let us meet together inside the temple of God and bolt the door shut. Your enemies are coming to kill you tonight. If you're a fear-filled Christian, you'll only hear your enemies coming to kill you tonight. Are you with me? If you're a very fearful person, you're not hearing the subtleties, you're only hearing your enemies are coming to kill you tonight. Nehemiah was walking in the wisdom of God. So he was hearing the little nuances, the words. He was discerning the truth of the matter. Number one, Shemaiah the priest was confined to his home. And that's the only reason Nehemiah left the great work to go to him. It was first out of respect for his position as the priest, and secondly, because this priest was confined to his home. Remember, when the outsiders came, he said, I will not come down. Now the insider says, come out. Sometimes it's not the outsider that will trip you up, it's the insider. The outsider says, come down. He says, you're lying, I will not come. The insider came and says, just come out and let's go do a spiritual activity. Let's go to the temple. Do you hear me, folks? The second thing is this. If the priest is confined, why would he be going into the temple? Because any upright priest knew that Nehemiah would not be able to go into the temple. It was against God's law. See, if he's confined, going into the temple, there was a law. Numbers chapter 18, and you can read through Exodus where the Lord laid down the law of who could go in the temple and how the priest was to conduct their duties. That's why I want to tell you, if you keep running around listening to everybody who says they're a priest or a prophet or a prophet or they're high priest or whatever, you better be careful, because there is a call upon those who know what God has called them to do. But there's also exploiters, and that's what's breaking down the word of the work of the Lord. But Numbers chapter 18, 7 says, but you and your sons, this is the Lord speaking, the priests must personally handle all the priestly rituals associated with the altar and everything behind the inner curtain. I'm giving you the priesthood as your special privilege of service. Any unauthorized person who comes too near the sanctuary will be put to death. That's an Old Testament command. We're now in Nehemiah. They're following the Torah, the Old Testament law of God. Every priest had to memorize the Torah. Didn't Shemaiah know that no unauthorized person can even go near it, let alone in it? Talk to me, somebody. Didn't he know? You can't even go near it. Remember with Moses, when Moses went in, the people had to stay away, for the glory of God was so powerful. We have no idea how blessed we are under the grace and privilege of Almighty God, of Jesus Christ. We got to be thankful for the cross, because of the cross why we can come near, because Jesus went in and Jesus broke through the barrier, was sacrificed himself as the Lamb of God. And because of his great sacrifice, we have access into the Holy of Holies. What a mighty privilege we have today. So here we are. He's confined. Do you remember during COVID when you were confined to your home? Did you just come out? If somebody said, oh, yes, you were. Did I hear? Oh, yes, all of us have a rebuke for you. Oh, yes, you spread it. Do you remember? It's not that long ago. These are all principles. Do you remember? I remember when I during COVID, it was just starting out, and I went down to my uncle's funeral, or my uncle was dying. I went to see him. Well, I landed in my home country of Jamaica, and when by the time I got there, rules changed and you had to stay in the hotel. Anybody remember those when the laws were just changing? Do you remember when you flew back into the country and they would call you to make sure you were home? Why? Because you were what? Confined. So a confined priest knows, first of all, in the biblical mandate of the Word of God, if you had any blemish, if you had any issues, if you had any situations, you didn't come into God's temple, because that's why Jesus Christ was the spotless and the blameless Lamb of God. Because those were the rules of the temple. So you tell me now how this confined priest that he goes to visit wants to go into the temple with him. See, you look at it now and you could see it. But these things are happening all the time in our lives, but we're not stopping to evaluate. Nehemiah is listening to him going, they could kill me tonight. He didn't even say they may kill you. Did you see the urgency he tacked to it? He didn't say, they're coming to kill you, Nehemiah. He's like, no, they're going to kill you tonight. Oh, my God, they're going to kill me tonight. Tonight, this is it. I'm going to be dying dead tonight. See, if you allow the enemy to speak to you, you only hear what he said. Nehemiah heard, go into the temple? I know the word of the Lord. I'm going to honor the things of God, and I'm going to do what's right, even if they kill me tonight. Somebody, we got to get ready to take the hard road, even if you feel it's going to kill you tonight. And so here we are, folks. When you know the Word of God well, you will become aware of the enemy's strategies. That's why the more we keep emphasizing, read the Word of God, read every day, every day. You don't catch the Word just in one moment. You got to be reading it every day to grow from level to level, from measure to measure, from height to height. Every day, when you know he knew the Word of God, because when the enemy comes with a subtlety, you better know what the Word of God says to counteract it. There's an Old Testament story in Joshua chapter 9, 16 to 23. I'm going to try and read it quickly for you. Joshua chapter 9. Why is this important? Because these stories all exist in the Bible to help us know how to behave in the day we live. Nehemiah had to know how to behave in the day he lived. We need to know more how to behave in the day we live. Here it is, Joshua 9. 3 days after making the treaty, this is Israel made a treaty with the Gibeonites. So Israel learned that these people actually live nearby. They set out at once to investigate, reaching the towns in 3 days. See, they signed a treaty with them without knowing the background of the people. That's why I said, if you're going to be, some of you online, you're going through every service, you better know the background of what that's all about. Because not everything that looks good is good. Young people, many of you are running here, there, and everywhere. Oh, they dance and shout different, and Pastor, you won't let us do the skip-a-doodle. Listen, when you got Holy Ghost inside of you, you're going to skip-a-doodle right in your seat. And if some of the older people don't want to get up and skip a doodle, you get up and skip a doodle all by yourself. There's freedom in this house to praise the Lord. So they reached the towns, but the Israelites did not attack the town first. They had made a vow to them in the name of the Lord. The people of Israel grumbled against their leaders because of the treaty. But the leaders replied, since we have sworn an oath in the presence of the Lord, we cannot touch them. This is what we must do. We will let them live, for divine anger would come upon us if we broke our oath. Let them live, so that they made them woodcutters, water carriers for the entire community. Verse 22, Joshua called together the Gibeonites and says, why did you lie to us? Why did you say that you live in a distant land when you live right here among us? May you be cursed. From now on, you will always be servants who cut wood. I use that text to show you Nehemiah had something to build on. It's like, you know what? There was a bunch of people called the Gibeonites. They looked like Christians, but they weren't Christians. They showed up and they told us a lie. Why? Because if you're not a Christian, but you say you're a Christian, you're already lying about being a Christian, so you'll lie about anything else. Somebody journey on that with me, right? When you're walking with the Word of God, when you're walking in the fear of God, you make sure you don't lie about who you are before God, because God already knows who you are. So you're going to tell the truth, and when it's time to repent, you're going to repent, because when you do that, you know it's before God, not before people. You may look good before people, but if you don't look good before God, you're not going very far. And I'm telling some people today, get it together, get it right, because what I can't see or nobody else can see around you, God already sees it. See, the devil is consistently angry at your faith. And Nehemiah's story is this. The enemy, who called themselves people who knew God, they went as far as to hire priests who Nehemiah would trust to get the priests he trusted to discredit or destroy him. Wrap your mind around that. Shemaiah was so easy manipulated by those people that were looking impressive, that he sold out himself to the enemy. Don't sell yourself for no one. Be fearful of the living God. Nehemiah 6, verse 10. They said, your enemies are coming to kill you tonight. And verse 11 is where it gets powerful. Nehemiah says, should someone in my position run from danger? Should someone in my position enter the temple to save my life? Oh, folks, you better have a resolve when they come against you. Because you know what? The world's going to get angry as the fire turns up. Why do you still believe in God? I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never. You know what? All you got to do is keep a song in your heart. When they're coming, you guys, and you think that your religion is exclusive. Ah, you know what? I sought the Lord, and he heard. Ask them, is your God answering? Because mine is. So you go to your God, I go to my God. My God is answering. Come on. I sought the Lord. That's why. You get to know who your God is. So when they come at you, you don't run away. You run into his presence. Should someone like me, he says, run from danger? I'm going to tell you something. It's going to get dangerous for pastors in pulpits. Are you realizing that? Hear me online. I know it's going to get dangerous, but I shall not be shut up. And if you are a fearful Christian, Pastor, be careful what you say in the pulpit. Do you know there are other churches, and they're good churches, and they don't talk anything like that? Well, in Jesus' name, that's their business. My business is I'm not running from danger, and I'm not going to hide the truth. If it lines up with God's word, I'm going to declare it. I'm going to keep my personal perspective. You don't want to hear my own prayer life. Oh, trust me. If y'all heard some of the things I pray in my house, you would be shocked. Because I'll tell you right now, I'm praying a whole bunch of oligarchs tomorrow to have a movement. I won't tell you what kind of movement. I'm just saying, God, you can do it. I lost a few people online. Not because we don't go and pick who we want, but there should never be where the poor begin to live in such fear that they can't live. God protects the poor. Just let me move on. Should someone in my position enter the temple to save his life? You want me to go hide inside of God's holy place? If you're coming up and hiding some sins, you need to repent of the sins. You're in the wrong place hiding it. You're in the right place to release it. Can I share it? Because you can't hide from God. Nehemiah says, I won't do it. I won't hide. I'm going to do what's right. Believers, hear me clearly. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, don't act cowardly. Nehemiah had feared, if he had feared the priests more than he feared God, he would have ended up in very grievous sin position. Hear me. If he feared, you know what the problem is, church? We fear people more than we fear God. That's why many pastors are going to be muzzled. They're only going to preach what the church wants to hear. What does Timothy say in the last days? Itchy ears will have itchy mouths speak to them. Because you see, we only want to hear what we want to hear. And we don't want to dissect what the enemy is doing and what we need to stand against. Nehemiah dissected their statement, and then he began to see through the people. And he says, I would grieve God deeply if I disobeyed his law. I would incur curses upon myself for such disobedience. Do you know that when you know better, you are held accountable to better? Because he says what? First of all, the sun shines on the good and the just alike. But he does tell us that judgment begins where? In the house of the Lord. God is going to start judging the house of the Lord because we have to hold to a standard and stand up for truth. I want to bless the man that God is putting in power in the U.S., Donald Trump. I will stand up and speak against what he's doing with some of those he's bringing in because they paid their way in. But we're going to pray for him that God will move on his heart, and we're going to pray for others that their money will perish with them. Somebody, hold on to what is right. And while I preach about the nation beside us, remember, we have our own problems coming. I'm going to call a prayer meeting sometime in the future, and you're every last one of you are going to come, and we're going to beseech God for this very nation, because we are in trouble, but our God is on the throne. So friends, don't let anything at this time in your life discredit your testimony. Don't let anything sabotage what God is doing in your life. Hold on to your testimony before the world at all costs and show God's power at work in your life. I want to just take us down to here now. When Nehemiah realized what they were trying to do, let's just flip back to that verse, the last verse. That would be verse, there it is. Go to the next one for me. Here it is, folks. Just keep going. Next verse. Nehemiah. There it is. I realized that God had not spoken to him. Who was he saying God hadn't spoken to? Talk to me fast. God had not spoken to that priest that was confined. But he uttered his prophecy against me. Why? Because he was sold out to the powers. He was sold out to Tobiah. Remember I preached who Tobiah was? They were at the city gate. He was sold out to Sanballat, who from the beginning was trying to destroy them. He says, you got to realize when somebody is not on. You got to realize when someone's spirit is not in alignment with God's spirit. They were what? Hoping to intimidate me and do what? There are people who will make you sin. There are people who will make, anybody know that people will make you sin? You have to always tell Jesus, keep me near the cross. Father, hold that one back from me in the name of Jesus. You know, sometimes just before it comes up, hold me down, Jesus, hold me down. They're trying to make me sin. Then, what were they trying to do? Discredit. I want to tell you, you're going to see a lot of people try to discredit a lot of people in these days. But you got to know what truth is by knowing the word of God. But I love this verse 14. Remember, oh my God. What is he asking God now? This is how I fight my battle. Remember, Lord. You know what he's saying now? All the evil that Tobiah and Sanballat have done. This is a crucial verse coming up. And remember, Nodiah the prophet and all the prophets like her who tried to intimidate me. Do you know all along, he didn't even bother with Nodiah. Do you notice we were talking about Sanballat, Tobias, Gershom? All this time he was being harassed by the ones who call themselves the priests of God and prophets. Folks, my message today is sometimes the fight is from inside. And you have to press through. He kept on going. He kept on going. He kept on going. He was fighting the external battle until this one priest called him out. And when this priest called him out, he says, okay, let me call all of you out in the name of Jesus, Father. Not just Shemaiah, but even Nodiah and all the other prophets. God, I'm giving them to you. See, our God is a righteous judge. For you have judged in my favor. From your throne you have judged with fairness. The Lord is a shelter for the oppressed. Psalm 9, a refuge in times of trouble. Nehemiah was facing opposition from every side. Opposition from political bodies, from business people, from religious leaders. Now even the priests of the temple had been convinced to oppose him, and they were working for the enemy. Worship team, come and help me. Nehemiah was facing opposition from which side? Every side. Opposition from what? Political bodies. Opposition from business people. Opposition from religious leaders. Now, even the priest of the temple had sold himself out and was ready to try and bring Nehemiah down. Folks, I'm going to tell you, the treacherous waters ahead of us We're gonna deal with it one way. You know how we're gonna deal with it? Anybody know how we're gonna deal with it? This is how I fight my battle.
This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles.
This is how. How are you gonna fight your battle?
This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how.
It may look
like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Was Nehemiah surrounded?
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Who was he surrounded by?
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
I want everyone right now, online and in-house. I can't fight your battles for you. I can only preach a word so that you grow stronger in faith and get ready to fight your battles. When the enemy comes, listen to what he's saying, to the subtleties. Be alert. The enemy is like a roaring lion looking to devour you. What is the truth in the matter? What is the truth of God's word? What is God requiring of you? What does God want you to do or to say? How does God want you to react? Do you compromise? Well, God, this is what they did to me, so this is what I did back to them. Is that how we're going to go about it? Because you see, Nehemiah went about it one way. God, you see all things. God, you know all things. Look, my God. See, God had already seen it. He's just calling it to God's attention to say, I've had enough. God, you said, if we honor you, you'll be faithful to us. Nehemiah was pretty much just saying, God, I've had enough. I need your Holy Spirit. I need your help in this fight because I'm not coming down to where the enemy is. I told the outside world, I will not come down from the work of God. Now I'm telling those inside, I will not go out with you.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you accepted Christ for the first time today, we want to help you with next steps. Please email us at prayer@ppclife.ca and a pastor or volunteer will be in touch with you. We pray that you have a wonderful and safe day or night, and we'll see you soon, church family.